January 17th, 2005. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. That was Ghost, band from Japan. The tune called Hazy Paradise. Trippy thing there. Kind of some 70s sounds a little, huh? A little bit. Started the show off with John Coltrane. Doing a tune called You Don't Know What Love Is. Did some gigs with Banyan last couple weeks. San Francisco, did some in L.A., Long Beach. Even did a little recording in the Valley. One of those gigs were with Herman Green. No, what am I saying? One was with Calvin, Herman Green, but tenor player, but he could only do one, the Long Beach one. The other ones were with Calvin Newborn. Both guys are from Memphis, and people who taught the trumpet player Willie when he went to Memphis State there. Calvin Newborn, interesting fellow. Well, they both are, but Calvin rode up with us to San Francisco, and I got to talk with him, do an interview. Quite a remarkable man, played with Lionel Hampton, Count Basie, Charles Mingus, people like this. Quite a journey his life's been. 71 years old, it's an honor to a lot of times I feel like the old guy, and here I get to be the young man. Sort of like with on the Stooges guys. Hey, he called me a couple days ago. He's going to send me that Fat Possum record. We did those Junior Kimbrough tunes last year. God, it was last year when I fell off my bike. Hurt my arm. 10 weeks it took to heal from that. You know, here it is, January 17th, and it was 80 degrees today. It's going to be that way a couple days. Rest of the country, rest of the world, well, a lot of the world, in the freeze, you know, northern hemisphere anyway. Here in Pedro, SoCal, we're in the warmness. And I went and saw the ponies with Raymond Gomez Bueno today, Bob's Tires. Santa Anita, you know, on the way up, I could see the mountains with snow on them. You know, 50 miles away, 60 miles away. And it's all warm. And there's the ocean. Smart and peddling. Oh, yeah, by the way, happy MLK Day. Celebrate the work Martin Luther King Jr. did on his birthday. He, I think, did a lot for all the folks here in the U.S. Respect to him and encourage him. He had ended up taking a bullet. It's very sad about that, but much respect to him, Dr. King. Work he did help us all out. Hopefully we can learn from that. Myself included. Brother Matt?
Yeah.
How you on MLK Day?
I had a pretty casual day. Usually I go eat ribs. Oh man, the hotline is jumping.
Bone.
I didn't get any ribs. I had some carne asada burritos though from Isaac's. That was killer.
Oh wow!
And pretty casual day though. Man, it's beautiful. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, I had a chat with my ma this morning. She cooked me up a breakfast.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. I had to get my frames replaced on my glasses. They broke. You know, they're not these Flexion things. They got new metal. You know. That'll bend up and stuff, but styles he got, the lenses are either too big or they're these elliptical things, you know, that got a weird kind of yuppie look. A little too comfortable. So, I like the John Lennon look. Why does anybody make John Lennon glasses anymore?
So you never get into sticking your fingers in your eyes with the lenses? Contacts?
No. Afraid of that.
Yeah, I could never do that, yeah.
Laser beams. But like yesterday, I had to do without my glasses, and it was lame. Really lame. They're bifocal, so I have to, I can't see things up close, I have to push apart, and then I can't see far.
Get headache?
Headaches, trying to look at the
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
Whole different world.
I was telling Brother Matt earlier, got the word from Pete Mazich, second man organ player. He can't tour come March and April, or April and May, I'm sorry. When I'm planning to do a Europe tour of the opera on the Second Man's Mill Stand. So that's heartbreak, but I understand. Family things. So, like with Jerry Trevithick in the summer.
So you get Second Raul, Man for the Second Man now.
Yeah. Raul Morales came to rescue for that, and now I got Paul Rossler on board. Actually, my first keyboard project was with him. Didn't write any songs, but the first time I really played with one called Criminy back in 87. And he did 2 weeks of a tour a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years now. And he learned a bunch of the tunes, five of them. So I only have to show him four more, and encore dealies. And then we'll take it to Europe. It's itinerary shaping up. Unusual from the old days of touring Europe, where like a lot of the gigs were German, a lot of were Dutch, and then there were a couple in the other parts. It's kind of the other way around. I got like 6-7 Italian gigs, 6 French gigs, you know, and only like 3 German, 1 Dutch. God, I never got to play France before, really, on my own. I've done it with the Stooges and Jay Maskus. So I'm really looking forward to it. And second string, second man. But they're good cats. I'm blessed and fortunate to have folks like that.
That's bitching that you said that Raul's taking over the old boat.
Oh, yeah, I don't think people know. I don't think we've talked about it.
That's cool.
But I got a new boat. Did I talk about that last
year? I don't think so. You may have mentioned that you were going to get it.
Okay, I got it. In fact, it was raining, and there's a rainbow, and the end of the rainbow was right at the dealership.
Cool.
It's a place in Downey, north of Long Beach. And I got a 40 Caroline E350.
So some more oomph now, huh?
Yeah, it's got more oomph, more suspension. Because, as much weight as I got to take on tour, I mean, the old boat could hang, but it was on the margins, so things got worn harder. This guy's got four-wheel disc brake. Massive road.
So was this
and,
last...
The old boat, 268,000 miles, 20 tours, 14 years.
That means a commercial.
Much respect for that. much respect. And it's going to stay in the family, because... Raul, it's going to be Raul's first car.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's been a bike man, huh?
He's been a peddler.
Cool.
So, in an Econo, $500.
Though. Sweet.
Just so you can have things. I don't think he can really do many tours. It's pretty boring, but he can get around town. And he'll still be in the thing.
Yeah.
It's not totally abandoned. You know, the day I talked to Raul about it was weird. Because they go out. Well, I talked to him the night. And the next morning, I'm going to go paddling. Because I don't have a crew bay built yet, the new boat. Pete's going to help me with it. So I got the kayak in there. I'm going to go paddle. Well, she won't start. Huh. She's never done that. Over and over and over. I come back after I put the boat, yak in the new boat, paddle anyway, and came back. She wouldn't start. She wouldn't start all day. And that was so weird. I wonder what she was angry with.
Yeah. Didn't dig giving up the status.
You know, but she's staying in Pedro. I'm just staying in the family. She's going to Stickman.
Oh, cool.
I think instead of you know, I got Brahma bolts on the old boat. Mm. I think I'm doing boat. I'm gonna put yak.
Cool.
So, you know, abbreviation for kayak.
Man, that was crazy. The whale jumping on the dude.
Killer whale. You know what I mean. You know, that was a composite thing.
That was cool, though.
Yeah, on the, you know about the Snopes site?
The what?
Snopes.
Oh, Snopes, yeah.
You check out Urban Legends and stuff like that. You can find it on there.
Urban Legends, and, Suburban Myths.
Yeah. The jive stuff that flows on the internet. Well, you can go there and check that out. And it was like some commercial in Japan. Selling an energy drink or something. And, but it's pretty wild. There are three guys are yakking around in a killer whale that breaches and comes right down. You know, that's never happened. They don't have a recorded incident of that ever happening because what they think is
they know
animals
better.
Know. Uh-huh. They know what's above them. They're not just mindless and jumping out of the water to make sure things are clear. And, you know, they weigh like 20 tons, 10 tons or something. I mean, that guy would have rolled right over. He would have come
out. Like a weeble, just bounced back up.
That's pretty wild. Now, last tour, the second band's Little Stand Opera around the U.S. and Canada, and we played in New Orleans. And the opening band was called the Blackfire Revelation. And it's one of these bands without bass. It's a guitar and a drummer. It's a big coincidence.
Yeah, it's an old style, huh?
Well, it's an old blues style, but it seems to be kind of current with young people. Making bands out of these.
Yeah.
Dirk, I was talking to Dirk about something. He says what's really old school is some cat he knows got some records. That plays with a butter knife for a slide.
Get old beef bones.
But anyway, on the porch doing some Delta. So, here's something from the Blackfire Revelation, Watt from Pedro show.
asleep with you. When I'm asleep with you. When I'm asleep with you.
Exhausted from filing phones, yes sirs and no sirs. She contorts three times, flings her work bra on the floor. I assume a triple X sweatshirt bearing her alma mater's insignia comes next. Corset cinched tight. I'm delighted by the tricky ribbon, superfluous red ribbon. Black lace cuffs, barely big enough. Areola half moose, visible. Hardening nipples hit. Admire her curvature. I slack my tie, kick off my wingtip, set a blueberry boat of a flicker. She totters on 8 inches of translucent plastic. I swallow hard. Adam's apple swelled fist size. I swallow hard. Adam's apple swelled fist size. Ordinary objects. Kitchen counter. Exercise contraptions. Sturdy water pipes become sexual apparatus for risk-taking gymnastics, the likes of which the children are scolded for. Thankfully, in the babysitters. All rhythms skillfully usurped. Refrigerator steady hum. Settling foundations ghostly moan. Fury of crickets translated into the act. Mirrors repositioned at optimum viewing angles. Bodily system shut down. Safer nerve net. Neurotransmitters firing. Pheromones emitting. Endorphins discharged.
Red herring of the century. Child abuse. Child abuse. All parenting is abuse. Sure as meat is murder, property is theft. Physical abuse bothers you? Well, what about spiritual abuse? My idea of a major felony inflicting on a child aged 0 to 12 the concept of heaven and hell, especially hell. Teaching a kid hell ought to be worth a mandatory minimum of 30 years on a fucking chain gang, no lunch breaks. Don't let nobody say I'm soft on crime. In its sorry, sordid end run, has religious freedom as practiced in this country ever done much more than buck up the right, the compulsion of various afflicted grown-ups to perpetuate the germplasm of whatever strain of fire and brimstone they themselves were once branded with, i.e., to inflict their ongoing dogma on innocent, unmolded lumps of dough? And what are the rights of goddamn dough? Where are all our victims' rights advocates on this one? If Satanism, whatever the bloody hell in theory or practice that even is, though a religion like all others for sure, can be systematically denied constitutional protection, then fuck its hand and glove, opposite number. Crowd control in the ozone, crowd control from hell. Likewise, the threat of pornography to today's unwashed youth on or off the internet. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have made it to 13 without pics and smut mags to cue me to what the whole wide world of carnal oop-oop-a-doo was about. Jane Mansfield, ooh-wee, tits out to here. First nips I saw on a broad besides my mom. Oh, nurture. Just a peek, mind you. Mags back then didn't really show that much. But otherwise, there'd have been no peak, nothing. 1956, 48 years ago, we're supposed to believe pre-adolescents need this shit less today? Fuck. Denying them porn would be abusive.
What from Pedro Show?
Yay for porn.
Thank you, Richard Meltzer, for that little spiel. It's called Red Herring. Before that, we had The Unknown Instructors with Adam's Apple. That's Dan McGuire, quote from Toledo, along with myself on bass, George Early on drums, Joe Bice on the guitar. That's going to be out soon, an album, Smogvale Records out of Cleveland. Before that, we had Asleep Without You by Honeysuckle, band from England. They gave me their CD at the gig at the Ultra Mars Party Festival, December. Played with Georgie. Here in Georgie's going to do some gigs with Red Crayola.
Oh, cool.
I think in March. Tom Watson. He's telling me. And we started off the set with Battle Hymn by the Black Fire Revelation, New Orleans band. Yeah, it's weird. Richard had that spiel when you were, I guess you're reading something there on the internet, kind of man.
Yeah, a little information clearing house.
And it's weird how Richard's thing paralleled your thinking. That trip. Okay, we got a band here. Damn, I don't know the town. What area code is 352? Yeah. Anyway, they're called Dear Glorious Physician. And here's the song, Behold the Man, right from Pedro Show.
Behold the Man. To the skull that binds him crucified.
Thank you.
how long I'm gonna hang around. You're out there somewhere in the night, and without you, nothing will be right. Go into my head and I back up to the wall. So high, there's nowhere right to fall. So low, there's nowhere left to crawl. I'm trying to get next to you.
I'm trying to get next to you. I'm trying to get next to you. I'm trying to get next to you.
Watt from Pedro show. There we go. That was Frank Jordan with Only in a Shirt You Hate. Did he ever say that in the tune? They're Sacramento, man. Some good guys. Before that, we had the 45s. Maybe from Charlotte. I don't know. Heck, he's... A lot of the stuff I'm playing today is from music people give me on the last tour after the gig. They hand me their CD. So. Anyway, the 45s with Trying to Get Next to You. Before that, we had Flamingo by Jimmy Smith. He did not give me that. That was sent to me by my Then we started off with Behold the Man by, we found out, right? Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
And called Dear Glorious Physician. A lot from Pedro Show. Coming up at the end of the first hour on a very warm January day.
Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. Day. Today. Wondering about the ponies. I didn't win any. I've lost 9 straight races now with Tyler Bayes. Riding on the jock position. And he's the winningest rider there at Santa Anita this meet. So he must be winning on all the days that I'm not there. And Pat Venezuela is back. And I lost with him, too.
It's consistent.
Yeah. We were talking a lot of the cats... I said Bob Stiers, got Los Bueno, and Raymond was with me. Raymond's going to be shooting it, but myself and the other two guys are going to be in this version of Shakespeare's Richard II we're going to do soon. So we're talking about that.
Cool.
I got my costume made, my crown. I get to play Dick too. The cat who knows, he's got to go down.
So is it going to be a different time period, or will... Can you reveal any of it? Any of the twist?
Yeah, it's going to be slightly earlier than 2005. Sometime in the 13th century. It's the only time Shakespeare picked a man of action over a man of ideas. Some weird political stuff, too, about its premiere. It happened when Essex tried his coup. Elizabeth's boyfriend. Shit happened.
QE2 is in town, speaking of Elizabeth.
Yeah. Had to have his head cut off. I think her nickname for him was Robin. That's a big boat, QE2.
Yeah.
Big boat. Anyway, hold tight for hour two. January 17, 2005. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
I'm naked. Getting naked. Here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I wanna crawl inside your head. I wanna make your skin quiver. I wanna send in the biggest payload I can deliver. Now you know. Now you know. Now you know. You can put me in the soil and I'll grow. But I'll fight like hell to keep from going under. And I got your number. I ain't afraid of your intelligent machine. I ain't running down your sycophantic scheme. I ain't trying to fit into your narcissistic dreams. Now you know. Now you know. Now you know. You can't tell me where to go. Coming back friends in gold to keep it from your slumber. I got your number.
From Pedro Show. That was Pale Room with the Dinosaur Egg. And we started off, yeah, go real fast and loud, asshole.
Sunny days. Please come back.
You're this late at night, they just gotta fucking do it. And we start off the second hour with I Got Your Number by Santa Cruz. Now it's my privilege and honor to bring you Brother Matt's spin cycle.
Ooh, thank you.
The final battle between good and evil was about to be tricky.
What do you mean I'm making all this up?
Just an average Josephine.
Let's begin now.
Thank you.
the police. Your hopes and fears. Percussive. Thinking.
what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. They just strut. What the fuck? What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just know what they know, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck? They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just know what they know, but they don't know what is what. They just know what they know, but they don't know what is what. They just know what.
evolution.
Time's up.
The lunatics have taken over. Taken over. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Revolution.
The lunatics have taken over. Taken over. The lunatics. The lunatics have taken over. Taken over the asylum.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning. And freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government go to help in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
The guarantee is worthless when it goes on, I guess.
Everyone knows
we can't do our job anymore.
Let us get this clear. Everyone knows
we've lost it.
Not trusted by anyone.
Revolution. The lunatics have taken over. Taken over. The lunatics have taken over. Taken over the asylum. Again.
They're wicked.
Guilty.
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 We'll be right back. time it's all for me. I'll try and try and try and try before I let you succeed. Give me an answer. Why do you want to be here?
Watt from Pedro show. It was pretty intense. That was destruction. Yeah. Well, where are they from? Washington, D.C. A tune called Red Guitar, Black Guitar.
Look at this. That's what I would have called it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a CD, but
see-through.
Only the
so cool.
Inside portion has info. The rest is clear plastic.
Yeah, trippy.
Yeah. Trippy, bad. Sorry, man. Got to play more of that later. Before that, we had Sia Red, a Columbia, Missouri band, Within Others' Eyes. And then right after Brother Matt Spin Cycle, that was great, Brother Matt.
Cool, thanks. Thank you.
Salute to MLK. Anyway, we had Ethan James.
Yeah, that was cool.
Really great Ethan James. I recorded Double Nickels on the Dime with Life is Sweet, S-U-I-T-E. Ethan on the hurdy-gurdy there. It's much. Yeah, we're coming at the end. Second hour of the January 17th, 2005 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. I'm going to record some more Dose tomorrow. Got to mix that song. Sublime tribute song, Need Perkins Petra.
Oh, cool.
All these different folks. I think Los Lobos is on.
Wow.
All kinds of bands are doing Sublime songs for this record. And we did a song you picked for us, right?
Yeah.
The work that we did.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a version. Played bass, Perk played the drums, percussion, Petra sang, played violin. Oh, yeah. How much time we got?
You got 45 seconds.
Well, real quick here. Petra's The Who Sell Out, which we heard on a show months ago in its entirety. Pete Townsend heard it.
Oh, yeah?
And wrote an email saying he thought it was exquisite.
Oh, awesome.
He said he'd do anything he could to help.
That's cool. That's great.
Yeah, is that mind blowing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's on KPFK today. Because her and Bill Frisell made a record, so they're playing that and talking to her.
Oh, cool.
It's great for Pat.
Yeah.
Much respect. She's, well, we'll talk about next hour some stuff, but she's going to come to Pedro and we're going to do something.
Excellent.
But, yeah. Hold tight for hour three. January 17th, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. that way. You will rue the day.
From Pedro Show. That's Book of Knots, project Tony Maloney is involved in. John Langford, Nico and Singer, other folks, Brooklyn. Tony's got a studio in Brooklyn now. Called me the other day, wants me to collaborate with him on something called the Rust Belt. Talking about burned out holes of towns that once were. Spiel about Cleveland Flats, Pedro refineries, he told me. So we get involved with that. Before that, we had a band called On Raw, R-A-W, from West Virginia, Morgantown. Tune called No War. Here's something from I think the Valley, John Wall and the Amadons. I Don't Believe in the Pop World. Lot from Pedro Show.
Can you hear me, Saint Cecilia? What have they done to your song? They've medicated its meaning, and now it's dragging out too long. And I can't believe we made it this far. In a vast and waveless sea. A 100,000 years of boredom in a garden of ennui. And I don't believe in rock and roll, a mere cadaver on the stage, all phony poses and logos. Yeah, just a heartless, boring rage. And I don't believe in the radio. They don't know a song from a hole in their ass. But everybody's been kissing it. Will these times ever pass? And I don't believe in Hollywood, in all her pomp and circumstance. Yeah, and all those circumstantial egos. Where does an ego really go? And I still don't believe in New York City, though she's proud and she's sore. No stars and stripes and no Yankee could ever even up that score. And I sure as heck don't believe in Texas. If he could swim, I swear he'd sink. But deep in the heart of somewhere, is there anyone that really cares? And I never believed in you, Mr. Murdoch. No way. And your laissez-faire schemes. Yeah, and your pocket full of poison. And that sly and stupid fox. I ever really have. But in this golden age of bullshit, can we rise above the flies? I don't think so.
somebody. Thank you.
Show. That was Green Line. Something with Sonny Chirac on guitar. I have to play with him. Miroslav Vitas on the bass. Daniel Humer and Steve Marcus. Recorded 1970 live. Something called The Echoes, Sonny wrote. I got a chance to play with him in Buffalo once. He's a great cat. Died like a year later. Really nice man, a great guitarist. Before that, we had What You Want, Lady. Okay. That's What You Want. The Beast is by the Beastles. Some cat combined Beastie Boys and Lady Madonna.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah. And, yeah, we started that set with I Don't Believe in the Pop World by John Wall and the Amidons. From his album Iron Nails, Rain In. Which is, right, an acronym, I-N-R-I, cross.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But how I recognize that is because it's in Ulysses, Jim Joyce. So I wonder if he, I got to ask John that. The incredible coincidence. Here's some Vina Cava, Watt from Pedro Show.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Pedro Show, Billie Holiday, Life Begins When You're in Love.
Yeah.
Coming at the end of the January 17, 2005 edition of the Wap from Pedro Show. Before that, we had Puny Human, Detroit band, with Greasing the Wheel.
They rock.
Yeah. Vina Cava before that with I Don't Belong. Trippy assortment of tunes. A lot of this was blind. Like I said, Kat's just giving me stuff after the gigs.
Yeah, it's cool. Give a little place to...
Make sure if you give me stuff, that you put the song titles on. If you just write for Watt on the CD, some dudes don't even write the name of the band. I don't know. Just write the names of the songs and the name of the band. It's neat to know what town, too.
Mm-hmm. Not just the area code.
Yeah. But appreciate all the tunes. I think it's righteous. Me and Brother Matt were discussing.
Yeah, very cool.
How cats are making tunes from all over. Whatever, however they want
to
do
it. Yeah, you never know what people are going to be coming up with.
It's righteous. And you hear people talk about how music is all lame and all this. Well, certain outlets are always going to be pumping out the
don't sewage. Listen to Clear Channel.
Yeah. You know, be a little adventurous, search it out. I think there's more cats making music these days probably than ever. Because, man, you can.
Yes.
Jammy Cano, let your freak flag fly.
A lot of people are sick of the lame stuff on the radio.
Right. Instead of just complaining, get to composing and executing your dreams.
Right on.
And another big salute to MLK and all the work you did for all of us. And content of the character, all that.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah. Free at last. Free at last. Great thing. But we're not at last yet. We have a lot more footwork to do. So, well, so next show, next week, Brother Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get back in the groove.
Get our thing. We'll have another mind movie, Jack Flanders, and launch us into another journey.
Cool.
So till then, keep your powder dry.